what a big deal for us with Utah Royals FC to get you on the team. This is really cool. We're excited about this.
I love this place. I grew up coming here, and I went to the stadium. I've played in the stadium. It's just, they're doing everything right. And
yeah.
I just can't wait for the season to actually start.
So you actually were coming to Utah, what, like as a kid?
Yeah,
or?
As a kid, I grew up skiing and snowboarding here. So
oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're from Georgia, right?
Yes, so there's not much snow.
There's
there.
Like none, yeah. Now, for college, you played at Stanford?
Yes.
Okay, so that was California, so yes. You got a little bit of like the Tahoe snow
did,
and everything.
I did the surfing there, so I have the whole, you know,
yeah.
Whole from ocean to mountain now.
Now, when did you play at Rio Tinto?
I've played there a couple times with the national team.
And so are you moving here, or is it one of those, like, yeah, you stay in a bungalow? I don't know how it works.
No, I mean, we have we're in some beautiful apartments. I moved all my stuff out here, probably brought way more than I should have, but
yeah.
I'm here for the next 7 months and, you know, hopefully for the next couple years.
Kelly O'Hara from Utah Royals FC. Again, the home opener is April 14th, and we're bringing in Rachel Platten for the national anthem, which is really cool. I mean, we're talking a month.
Very soon, yeah.
Yeah. How's the team looking?
Well, I just got here because I was with the national team. We had a couple games, but so I just got here 2 days ago, so it's been a bit of a whirlwind. And since I got traded, I'm still getting to know some of the girls.
Yeah.
But love the vibe, love the energy, not only from the team, but from the staff. And I think we're going to be good.
I mean, there's obviously going to be some pressure with a whole new team and still trying to figure out each other's chemistry and everything.
Absolutely.
On the field. Does that kind of thing faze you anymore? I mean, you're a gold medal Olympian.
Yes.
Does this, like, I can't imagine there's going to be any more pressure than that.
It's kind of par for the course. As a professional athlete, you get used to having to work with new people or new teams and new systems, and it's kind of part of the fun.
That's what I'm always confused about, because you go and you play for the national team, you get traded, all of a sudden you're thrown back in another team. How easy is it to just jump in with a system? Because it happens not only in soccer, I mean, it happens in basketball and a lot of different sports. Like,
for sure. I think it's more so if you have a educated and a great coach, then they're able to explain the tactics and relay what their vision is for the team. And we have Laura Harvey as our head coach, and
mm-hmm.
I think you guys have met.
Yeah.
Oh, yes,
she's
we have.
Awesome. And I've always respected her game and really admired her as a coach. So when I heard she was going to be the coach here, I kind of went all in, and I'm pretty stoked to play for her.
We've already been thrown off the field by her.
Yeah.
Already.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm not surprised.
Yeah. We were out of practice. She's intense at practice.
I haven't been.
Oh,
to
you haven't even been
yet.
To a practice
yeah.
yet. Can I tell you? She's a little intense
well,
at practice.
Well, I like that because I'm very intense at practice, so I think we'll jive well, hopefully.
As a professional athlete, do you ever get to, like, we love radio. Like, we do this. It's almost a hobby in some ways.
Yeah.
Like, do you feel that way about with soccer? Like, is it just a passion where you're excited to go every day? Or
yeah,
has it
actually.
Become a, it really?
No, yeah, so I would say that even more so later on in my career, I just love going to practice.
Yeah.
I love every aspect of it. And you kind of just come to embrace the not so great parts of it. But in the beginning, I would say right out of college, it felt more like a job because you weren't used to some of the different elements of being a pro. But I love soccer more today than I did back when I was 13, 14 years old,
wow.
Which is pretty cool.
You have to stay so healthy and in such shape.
Yeah.
When do you get cheat months? Because I'm a big fan of cheat months.
Well, I'll say that, you know, we actually are really only break because of pro and the national team. We have typically November and December off, which
yeah.
falls nicely in line with Thanksgiving and Christmas. So
okay.
you get to kind of enjoy that part of the year a little bit more.
She just got here, just joined the team, Utah Royals FC. The home opener is April 14th against Chicago. We made the big announcement. Rachel Platten will be doing the national anthem and also the post-game show. How is Chicago? Is this are we looking forward to like a home opener? Like, it'll be an easy one and we can move.
No, Chicago's very good.
Aw, man. Who playing this?
I know.
Yeah, right. No, it's going to be awesome because it'll be I foresee a very intense game
yeah.
going down. But yeah, they're really good. They made playoffs last year. They picked up Sam Kerr from the team that I was just on, actually, Sky Blue. So they're going to be good.
Welcome to town.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be
Thanks
here.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah.